Hello?
Hi, is that Mary?
It
Hi, good afternoon. It's Francesca from INS Law calling about the claim you submitted for the Scottish Redress Scheme. Is now a good time to
Yes.
talk?
Yes, it's fine.
Yes, yeah, fab. Okay, so you said that you've called before.
I did, it was ages ago, and then they asked for more information, and I just wasn't sure at the time, and I didn't send
Yeah.
it.
And, did you do that directly with Redress or was it with us?
It was with Redress, but when I've Googled it this time, it's this number that's coming up.
Okay, so we're a law firm that assists clients with an application to Redress, so we're not Redress it themselves.
All
So
right,
if you've
okay.
submitted an application already, we won't be able to assist you, but was it the did you fully submit an application or did you sign contracts with another solicitor?
I didn't have a solicitor at all. I didn't know I needed a solicitor. When I phoned Redress, they didn't mention anything about a solicitor.
No,
I
so
got the number. It was the police that gave me the number. And then I phoned it.
yeah.
And man,
So
a
with an
man.
application to redress, so you don't have to go to a solicitor, so you can do it yourself. It's just if you needed some extra help or if you didn't have the time or to and things like that to get the evidence yourself. But if you have, I can give you a contact number for redress if that's any help.
I'm just getting a pen. I didn't have evidence because, well, it's not evidence as in like paper. I have paperwork or anything, but it's a well-known place,
Yeah.
and they weren't the best at having notes and things. If you catch my drift,
Yeah.
it was a List D school.
Yeah.
And they just weren't very good at keeping notes and things, or whatever you call
No.
files. They didn't keep very many files, that's
Yeah.
it.
It's honestly, it's 5 o'clock. It's 5:30 on a Thursday. I'm just, don't worry. But so you started an application with Redress and then they were
Yes.
asking for more information, but you gave it a bit of a break.
Didn't do it because they'd asked for medical notes,
Yeah, so
my
in regards
medical
to that,
history,
yeah.
and I don't even know what's on my and then my numbers were thinking, oh, they're going to ask for social work ones, and I just don't know what's on any of them, and that just
Yeah.
makes me nervous.
Yeah. So in regards to that, so that's kind of what we do. So we get all the records for you, so you don't have to see any of them. And then we go through them all. We pick out then the important parts for the application and then we submit it to Redress. So we do all the communication with Redress. So we could possibly do that for you if you would like.
And do I have to pay for these services?
No, so we're a no-win, no-fee. So if you're unsuccessful, you pay nothing. And then if you withdraw on our advice, you pay nothing. So if you are successful and you receive a redress payment, so our fees consist of basic charges based on the time spent and then a success fee. However, there's a cap. So you'll never pay more than the agreed cap, which is 16% plus VAT. I think it works out at 19.2%. So you'll never pay more than that. So there's no prior fees. And it's only if you are successful with the application. So that's the difference of if you were to do it yourself, obviously there wouldn't necessarily be a fee unless you had to pay some people for your records and things like that. But so there's different options available. It depends on what one works best for you.
Right. I just wondered because, like, some people I know get lawyers and things, and I'm thinking,
Yeah.
why are they getting lawyers? Right. Okay. That gives me a better understanding of it.
That's okay. So if you'd like, so you can have a think about it, or we can book in a call either tomorrow or sometime next week to see if you'd like to do the application with us, or I can give you contact details for Redress to get back in touch with them. It's completely your choice.
Can I take the redress number anyway? Because I'm actually not. There's actually a friend offered to do it for me because
Yeah, of course.
I just
So
don't feel up to
no,
it.
that's good. Yeah, that's what we're here for. If anyone doesn't feel up to it or doesn't have the time, and it's obviously a very difficult thing to have to go through. Obviously,
Yes.
you have to bring it all back up, don't you? And then looking at your records, it's just a lot.
Yes.
But if you've got someone that can help you, that's great. So have you got a pen or paper or your phone or something to write down? So it's 0808
0808
175
175
0808 again.
0808.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
Right.
is what I'll do on our end. So if you'd like, so I can give you a call sometime next week just to check up, see if you wanted to do it yourself or come with us. But in the meantime, so we won't contact you. And if you want to reach back out to us, you absolutely can. So I'll technically close it on our end. And if you want then to use our services, you're more than welcome to, and I'm more than happy to help, okay?
That's great. Thank you very much.
Yeah, no worries. Thank you very much.
Thank
Take
you.
care now. Bye-bye.
Bye.